Episode of Mike Crispy Unafraid. Chaos right now unfolding as the Biden regime has been outed for what it is, a third world style, vicious, dictatorial, disgusting threat to the democracy. They always say threat to the democracy. I say threat to the constitutional republic. They wanted chaos. Brand new bombshell revelations on what transpired at the Mar-a-Lago raid coming to light. We're going to talk about how that's happening, Jack Smith's case falling apart, and what this reveals about the FBI, about Merrick Garland, Joe Biden, and so much more. We're also going to talk today about the latest when it comes to Democrat campaign strategies and President Trump's legal case starting to wrap up. And a fake news story about Tucker Carlson making the rounds. We're going to squash those rumors as well. It's disgusting. I want to welcome everybody into this very special Wednesday edition of the show today. And I need you to help us get this party started by rumbling this video. You guys know to do that. That is a thumbs up on the browser. That is a thumbs up on the mobile app. You click it, you hit it, you tap it, you share this, and you get us to the top of the Rumble leaderboard because it is the only place that we belong. So we got our big program for you today. I'm ready. Producer Frankie's ready. You better be too. And let's go. Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York on this Wednesday, May 22nd, and I am joined in studio by the one and only. He is the most bass producer in the game, and you know what? If the FBI was coming to raid our studio and they had the shoot to kill order, well, you better believe Frankie would not go down without a fight. Oh, no. Producer Frankie, how are we doing?
Oh, no. Oh, no, Mike. You did it again. You did it again. I'm great. I'm here. I got my Lola partner hiding under the desk. Say hello, Lola. Oh, you're sleeping. Classic.
Lola! So guys, Lola yesterday... You know, Lola yesterday, associate producer, she took the title a little too seriously and was clicking buttons, okay, on purpose, accidentally, and it was kind of like changing our display. So, associate producer Lola, you really got to step up the game. You're a little rusty from skipping about 2 weeks of work.
You hear that, Lola?
So listen, everybody, we have a... Yeah, come on, Lola. So we got a big show for you today. We're going to do some audience interactive. We're going to talk about the latest of what's going on. But if you saw the news that was breaking last night, it was an absolute bombshell. It was an absolute bombshell, which we are going to get to in a minute. But before we do that, guys, just remember how deep the deep state runs. It was James Comey that for the last number of years has talked about President Trump being a threat to the democracy. It was James Comey who in the 11th hour of the 2016 campaign had to try to parse that middle ground for Hillary Clinton. It failed spectacularly. And ever since, he has been on the warpath, okay, to manipulate and tilt the scales of the deep state against President Trump. He's all over television. He's colluding with the Democrats. He's colluding with deep state Republicans. And he really, in many cases, speaks, okay, for the deep state, for these intel agencies. James Comey, who, again, they used to say he was a Republican, is basically saying, you got to just saddle up here and vote for Biden. It's truly deranged and depraved the way that these people talk. But you know when they talk, the only interest they have when they say these words is the interest of themselves and their own community. Frankie, roll this.
What are the principal points of danger within the Justice Department if there's another Trump presidency, given his nature, given what you know about him?
He is a threat to the rule of law in America. That's, to me, that's what this election is about. Not about policy differences. It's about what kind of country are we going to be. If he has the ability, smarter than he was last time, to use the power of the Department of Justice and the FBI to target his enemies especially, the rule of law in America will change in a way we haven't.
Oh, man. Frankie, it's not comedy, guys. This is real.
Dude.
This is real, and this is what Comey is saying. And the amazing part about what Comey is saying is that this comes, again, and people who have two eyeballs and two ears have seen the stories over the last, again, 6 months of what they're doing to President Trump. President Trump never used the Justice Department to persecute his political enemies, to persecute Joe Biden. Why didn't President Trump, when he was the president of the United States, have Joe Biden indicted? Why didn't he have him arrested? Why didn't he have his home raided? I mean, why didn't he do any of those things? He didn't do it. But now it seems like all bets are off. And it's amazing how, as these things are happening to President Trump and his allies, they still have people like Comey trotted out there to talk like that. And the craziest part about it is Comey isn't just some whack job left-wing pundit. Comey was the former federal director of the FBI. I mean, he was a federal government high-ranking official. It goes to show you just how deep the deep state runs. It's actually very scary when you have a guy like that who just shows his bias, shows what a propaganda machine he is, shows what a joke he is. And again, I think talks like that because he knows that the institution in which he is a part of will be ripped down and rebuilt because it's so corrupted and so broken when President Trump gets back in there. And he lies through his teeth so brazenly and so disgustingly. It's actually treasonous. I think in some countries that would be illegal. Lies through his teeth and says, oh, he's a threat to the democracy. Who's buying it anymore, Frankie?
Dude, I mean, at least give a disclaimer, you know, as NBC or CNN, anyone. He did fire you, right, when he was president. Is there any bias? Do you hold any grudges? Even though he's going to lie through his teeth. Like, they don't even mention that. They're just hoping everyone forgot. Like, nothing was wrong. He didn't spy on the campaign. Nothing. He didn't bring a wire when he went to Trump Tower. I mean, it's all in the past. Never happened. He's perfect. The man.
It's a joke. It's a joke of a state of affairs for the media right now. And it's a joke not just for the media, the propaganda arms that carry these things out, but also for the institution. Again, the saddest part about all this is that the propaganda machine will say that President Trump is a threat to the institution as they rip the institutions apart limb from limb. And they don't care about doing that because, again, these people want to rebuild it. They want to remake it. They don't have respect for the institutions. The reason that President Trump didn't do anything that he could have done when he was the president of the United States is because he had a belief, and again, because he's a good man, that he wanted the country to be able to prosper together. Now, again, I think that he underestimated just how evil and callous these people truly are. I don't use the word evil lightly because people like Jack Smith, people like James Comey, people like Merrick Garland, and people like the people who control Joe Biden, because again, Joe Biden has no lucid thought. These people are truly stone cold evil. And you could put this on screen, Frank, because these are some of the check and balances that have really just prevented it from being 10 times worse. And it's kind of wild how if we didn't have at least a couple of good judges out there, this situation would have devolved five times as bad as it has right now. And that's what they're relying on, stress testing the system to the point of failure. Judge Cannon, okay, who's the judge in Florida in the classified documents case, puts Jack Smith on trial, okay? Essentially an article from Julie Kelly where she talks about the fact that you had Jack Smith, who was persecuting this case for the classified documents, and Judge Cannon suspended the case indefinitely, essentially handing President Trump a win until at least after the election. And she now is demanding, not letting Jack Smith off the hook, but demanding that Jack Smith basically produce information and produce documents and produce evidence and basically, do things, okay? She scheduled a number of proceedings that be considered a way to put the Department of Justice on trial, okay? So over the next several weeks, prosecutors will be forced to publicly counter defense motions that accuse the DOJ of selective and vindictive prosecution, insist the appointment of Smith is illegal, and claim that several parties, including Joe Biden's White House, colluded behind the scenes as early as May 2021 to conduct this unprecedented case. So essentially, Judge Cannon has flipped the script on Jack Smith. But here's the thing. If you had an activist judge in that jurisdiction there in Florida, what would happen? None of this would be happening and the case would be continuing to go on. But again, this is selective and vindictive prosecution at the highest level. And no matter what MSNBC and the fake news CNN says, you see it as plain as day. You see documents in Chinatown with Joe Biden. You saw Barack Obama have his documents in Chicago. You saw Mike Pence with the documents. You see everything. You see documents that Biden had in his crackhead son's house. Like, it's obvious, even though the mainstream media will continue to tell you that this is unprecedented when it is not. It's continuing of making up a crime. Joe Biden said on record, well, son of a bitch, if you don't give us the, if you don't fire the prosecutor, we're not going to give you the money. Said that. And then they accused President Trump of a quote unquote quid pro quo, and there was no quid pro quo. But Biden literally said quid pro quo out loud, as plain as day. So guys, it is a broken system right now, but the system is holding on by a thread. We salute Judge Cannon for really keeping it together, but it truly is holding on by a thread. And we learn just how, right now, how much it's hanging in the balance by what we're learning about the new revelations of this Mar-a-Lago raid that took place. Again, all this is kind of coming to light because the case is unraveling in real time. But listen, everybody, this is what we're learning from this case, that they wanted this case to get ugly. They wanted this raid to be ugly. They wanted chaos. They possibly even wanted worse than chaos. They possibly wanted death. They possibly even wanted to assassinate President Trump. I mean, just take a look at what they're saying. Essentially, these armed FBI agents were prepared to confront Trump and even engage the Secret Service. I mean, that's a question that we've all been asking, was what would happen if you had a standoff between the feds and, you know, the National Guard, if they were fortifying Mar-a-Lago, and the Secret Service agents, and like, what happens when all of these people are drawing weapons on each other? I mean, essentially, you have a civil war at that point. Okay, and cooler heads who would prevail would say, this is outrageous. This has never happened before in the history of the country. We cannot normalize this, so we're not going to do it. But they don't care. As a matter of fact, they push the envelope and the mainstream media will cover up for them, and it's shameful. Shameful. It's past the point of yelling because of how scary and disgusting it is. Here's what they said in their FBI documents that have come out on this case. Should the FBI, should the feds arrive at Mar-a-Lago, they will be prepared to engage the, the security team for the president and the Secret Service team for the president. And should any of them interfere, the FBI will engage with them, okay, and they can use force. They basically said the FBI search team will knock on the guest room of each door and determine the occupation status in Mar-a-Lago of all the guests. The FBI will request a map, a list of rooms, and a skeleton key/card for all of the rooms and the staff. essentially terrorizing every single person who was on the premises at Mar-a-Lago. And if you keep reading the fine print in these documents, they were authorized to use deadly force should it be necessary. That's what they said. Now, people say, well, this is a standard procedure. And you know what that says to me, a standard procedure? If that's standard procedure and that's what they're going with, and a case that was brought on nothing, again, because all these other presidents had the exact same situation. So if they were using President Trump, and they were saying that they're going to go raid his house with deadly force on something that everybody else has done, that there's no crime, no there, the judge instantly tossed it out with what we saw with Judge Cannon, then what are they doing to everybody else? What are they doing to you? What could they do to your home? What could they do to you? Again, President Trump, former president, all the other former presidents have documents. They use deadly force for that. What would they use deadly force if you're just another person and they want to get you for some reason and people can't, put two and two together just how unjust it is? It's an extremely scary reality of what we are looking at right now. But guys, these people aren't just terrorizing President Trump. They are terrorizing President Trump's allies. And again, they want it to get ugly. There was a authorization to use deadly force at Mar-a-Lago, which means that, again, people in Trump's staff, President Trump himself, Trump wasn't there that day. Okay, what if he was unexpectedly? President Trump's security detail. Now they're like, it's standard. Well, for President Trump, you wouldn't maybe like not have that written out, so when it comes to light, people wouldn't get the wrong impression. Again, everyone says President Trump's a threat to democracy. President Trump's a threat to democracy. There is no document signed off by anybody in the Trump administration that said use deadly force against an enemy. If you wanted to maintain the perception that you were the party of democracy and keeping the democracy and fighting off the threats of democracy, maybe you wouldn't put "we're going after our political enemy and they can use deadly force defense to get him." Maybe you just wouldn't put that on there. But they wanted it on there because they want to send a message. And it's not just President Trump, it's his allies. And they're normalizing going after anybody who aligns with President Trump's allies. Okay, you guys remember, they went after this guy named Harrison Floyd, okay? Now, I believe he was involved in the black Trump supporting causes. And he was then involved in this whole Georgia case, right? He was arrested in the Georgia case. And it's amazing how, it's coming out that the FBI chased down Harrison Floyd, okay? He had a concealed carry permit. They knew he had a concealed carry permit in Georgia, and they tried to essentially bait him into drawing his firearm on them. They send two plainclothes officers to go to his house and break in and take him. Again, plainclothes. Why plainclothes? Why not show up at the door, announce you're the FBI, announce what you're there to do, show the badge, go through the thing, and do it that way? But Harrison Floyd actually, again, he's trained. He's a veteran and all that. But it could have gotten out of hand. He called the police. He literally called the police about these people breaking in their home. But they were feds. Why did they go plainclothes? Why did they break in? He called 911 because he said, "These men are barging in my house." What if he drew the gun and shot at them? What would the storyline have been? Feds kill Trump ally who refused to be taken into custody. That's the headline they wanted. It's unbelievable. They tried to bait it in. Why didn't they just show up in uniform? Why didn't they show up with the FBI vans and the FBI jackets? No, plain clothes. Knowing he had a concealed carry, barging in the home, wanting him to draw, they wanted the storyline. They want the mugshot for the propaganda. They want the "we had to kill one of the Trump supporters because these people are crazy, they don't respect the rule of law." They wanted the propaganda. These people are sick. And when any Republican validates the fact that, we just need to come together and, it's getting out of hand, it's too much fighting between the parties, and we just got to go back to bygones being bygones and getting along. Those days are gone, people. Do you see what they're doing? They're normalizing the abnormal. They are normalizing the unthinkable. The Arizona Attorney General just press more charges. in this quote-unquote fake elector scheme. Again, Democrats have challenged election results since George Bush. They did it in 2016 with Trump. Hillary Clinton has continued to do it year and year and year, saying the Russians stole it, no evidence. And they arrest people who were involved in this quote-unquote fake elector scheme in Arizona. Now, election's over. They took it. Biden got in. That should be it. Trump got in. Hillary Clinton lied. Hillary Clinton cheated. Hillary Clinton stole. Hillary Clinton killed. Did Trump go after her? No, he won. He wanted to bring the country together. These people have no interest in that. They are normalizing the abnormal because they are conditioning you to think that mugshot after mugshot after mugshot of essentially almost everybody who served in conjunction with Trump and his administration, including Trump himself, that mugshots and arrests, that it's normal. If you keep doing it, you become desensitized to it. This ain't normal, people. We had a grand total of like zero mugshots from, you know, one presidency to the next presidency. And now we have dozens and dozens continuing to come out. Anybody who is associated, they are conditioning us for something much worse. The latest is Christina Bobb, who you probably often see on television, has been a lawyer for President Trump, was a host on OAN, RSBN. They arrested her the other day. She spoke out about it. Frankie Rollins.
Shortly after that, I went over to be election integrity counsel for Donald Trump. When that transition happened, since that transition has happened, I can tell you I've had the U.S. Marshals show up at my house, the FBI, the Department of Justice has interrogated me, and I've been investigated by bars. I've had several independent investigations as well as been subpoenaed in it. Okay. I want to say four Hang civil on. Cases. See how Hang this on. Is going to play out. I'm working hard to fight against it, and we're not going to stop. We're going to keep going.
The nine felonies are
it
how many years?
It is unbelievable. Do you see the harassment that is occurring right now across the board? It's not normal. President Trump did it to nobody when he became the president because he wants the institution to hold up. Biden doesn't want the institution to hold up. Biden doesn't even know what the institution is at this point. Biden is done. It's the people behind him who are pushing all this. And it's the rank and file weasels, okay, who go along with these hollow, soulless, faithless, depraved, sad individuals who are carrying this out. They have the media in their pocket, the propaganda arm. They have essentially a monopolization on deadly force. It's disgusting. The question is, where does it break? Will anybody do anything about it? Why wouldn't people be going crazy right now? And any of the leftists who go, well, you know, it's a standard procedure. Stop it. It's not standard procedure to go after the president of the United States like this. Former president of the United States, soon to be president again. It's never happened. And that is why Congress needs to take unprecedented action right now to do something about it. Anytime they normalize it, well, we're just going to keep fighting. No. The game is over. This is disgusting. Unbelievable. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with so much more. Do not go anywhere.
It's unreal, man. It's unreal.
It's un-freaking real. Listen, everybody, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. That segment just flew by, and we have a great audience today. I'm very appreciative of the amazing live audience that we have. Thank you all very much, guys. Make sure you rumble and share the stream out with the world, because the world needs to get out about, you know, just how ridiculous this is. We need more people talking and fighting right now and calling these things out. I mean, if you don't think we're in dire times, and it's not even June yet, okay? So election season really hasn't even ramped up in its entirety. All right, guys, I want to tell you guys about our sponsors of the broadcast today. And our first sponsor of the broadcast is going to be, fittingly, iTarget Pro. Listen, everybody, go to iTargetPro.com right now, guys. And use promo code CRISPY, laser firearm home training system, iTargetPro.com. It is a laser bullet that is loaded into the chamber. It dry fires, okay, into the iTarget cubes or into the target, and you will be able to track your accuracy in real time. You know, Frankie, I'm sorry I had to do it. I see all these things about feds coming into people's houses and all this, and self-defense. It's like, guys, you got to be able to defend yourselves, okay? When the illegals bust in, when Biden's, you know, Gestapo force, I mean, listen, at the end of the day, you just need to be prepared, and you need to know that you can handle your firearm in the best way possible. That is why we trust iTargetPro.com, laser firearm home training system. Guys, use promo code CRISPY for 10% off. You can use your firearm, laser bullet, dry fires. Great way to train and save ammo. Go there right now, itargetpro.com. Okay, and now word from our next sponsor of the broadcast today. And I want to tell you guys about our next sponsor, and they are our friends on over at Genesis Gold Group. Guys, head on over to goldwithcrispy.com right now. That is goldwithcrispy.com right now. And listen, here's the thing, guys. You guys know Mike Lindell. You've bought his products for a long time. You bought the MyPillow. You shopped at my store. You bought all these things. You guys know that Mike Lindell only puts his name on the best. And Mike Lindell is the official partner of Genesis Gold Group. And we're proud to partner with them too. Guys, they are a faith-based company of great people. Frankie and I know the people there. They're great folks. Mike Lindell is the spokesperson. He's signed on. He's a great leader within that organization. And guys, they have a transparent model, okay? They have a no-obligation consultations that you can go through, and they will walk you through how you can diversify your portfolio and invest with gold, okay? You see the way that the paper dollar right now is going crazy. It's fluctuating up and down. And when it comes to your investment portfolio, you know, people don't realize. They just got their 401k or their IRA or whatever, but they don't realize that it's all tied to the dollar. And as inflation is just going crazy, okay, investing and diversifying with gold is so important. So that's why I go to goldwithcrispy.com right now, and they will get you started if you fill out the form on the site. A member of the team will get in touch with you. And again, you'll be dealing with good, wholesome, faith-based people, lowest fees, transparent models. We vetted them. They are the best. That's why Mike Lindell partnered with them, goldwithcrispy.com. Go check them out. All right, Frankie, how we doing?
Oh, we're doing, Mike. And Lola. Lola, you
right,
awake?
We
come on.
Lola. She's great job, Lola. Great job. We love Lola. So listen, everybody, thank you all for the amazing live audience. Vintage Lulagal, I want to tell you, I saw after the show about your husband, about Greg. I hope he's okay. I think he was in the hospital or he was going to the hospital. So we hope that everything is okay with him. I've met him at some of my New Jersey rallies. A great man. So we hope everything's all right with him. Guys, let's see what else we got. We got Sissy Buck. Great to see you. T.D. Hodges, great to see you. I got to tell you, Log 23. Mike, is LFA TV going to cover the Trump rally in the Bronx tomorrow? I actually am going to be in Washington, D.C. tomorrow night. So unfortunately, I am not going to be able to be there
at
the rally.
I hear Will Johnson,
I
maybe.
I wish I could have been at the rally.
Maybe. It's possible.
Oh, wow.
I heard that through
listen,
the
hope
grapevine.
That Will goes there. I wish I could go. I mean, the New Jersey rally 2 weeks ago was just, you know, one of the greatest days of my life, I guess you could say. You know, it's funny. I went from being at the Trump victory party as a volunteer worker in 2016. I was in the room when Trump won, to go from that to speaking on the stage at the 2024 rally. I mean, you know, it's all come full circle. It's been an amazing nine-year run, guys, an amazing nine-year run. Wish I could be there at the Bronx, but I'm going to be in D.C. We got some great things going on, okay? You guys know I'm always cooking some stuff up, and we're always, you know, not just talking the talk, but walking the walk. Yes, Frankie?
Yeah, a little interesting. I am reading the comments. Someone's asking, Frankie, you were aware of this, and as of 49 minutes ago, Republican National Committee headquarters under lockdown after being sent vials of blood. Hazmat team is responding. Interesting. What is
wow.
happening?
Wow. You know, vial, I read a story about that coming in, and I forgot to mention it, about the RNC headquarters, which is just, it's a little wild. I have a theory about it. I'll get to it in our next segment. I'm connecting that with another story with Hunter Biden. So guys, let's see what else we got. Fire Boss, the raid was to murder President Trump. They thought he was there. They've been trying. He would have been murdered in a shootout with Secret Service. No, this is disgusting that they would even let it get to the point. And the sick bastards, okay, on television would say, well, you know, they have the authority and this is just how it is. And, you know, it's like, no, we've never had it happen before where different law enforcement bodies have come together, you know, and be confronted with the possibility of a firefight with one another. This is like, it's literally Civil War level behavior they're trying to push. It is so disgusting. I pray for this country.
Log.
So guys,
you don't have to send anymore.
Yes.
I have a lot of people coming to the wedding. We're over 300, two very big Italian families. I don't know if I got any room for you, pal.
Oh, I gotta send.
I can replace, I can get rid of, I'll get rid of Crispy because he didn't take his RSB.
No, I have it. I literally have it right here, ready to go to the mailbox.
All
I
right,
actually,
we'll see.
It's been here for like a week on my desk. I'm sending in my RSVP. That is actually pretty funny, Frankie. Thank you, Log, for reminding me to go to the mailbox today. So I appreciate everybody tuning in. I thank you all. And without further ado, Frankie, let's roll right back in.
I love you, Log. On in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Up. 3, 2, 1.
Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. My Crispy coming to you live from New York. Now, it is amazing, okay, that President Trump continues to surge in every single poll. We reported yesterday how he is now leading in the state of New Hampshire, swing state polling in New Hampshire. And it's amazing how they drown out, okay, all of the victories for President Trump. They distract you with crazy things. I mean, Frankie, a lot of these cases right now that are going on, because I just want to comment on this RNC matter. This RNC matter that's happening today, I believe, is a distraction. I believe it's a distraction to cover up for some of these things with the Mar-a-Lago raid. I think that as the public continues to hear about the weaponization of law enforcement, I think it helps President Trump's stock. I think they didn't bank on this information getting out there. And when the public hears it, again, this is worse than any piece of information we've heard so far, period. So you tell me, when the public hears more about it, what do you think they're going to do? President Trump is only going to continue to go up in the polls. That's just a reality. So I think this RNC thing, okay, is almost like a head fake. It's almost like a drown the news out and try to get Republicans to be outraged about this, when in reality, it's probably just a, you know, harmless head fake. Think about it for a minute. They say, all right, if we send vials of blood and make it look like, you know, like, remember the pipe bombs at the DNC and all that? Now they're like, we'll send vials of blood to the RNC and get people thinking like, oh, there's this threat and all this. And listen, I get it. You're saying, oh, well, it's still a threat. It's still against the Republicans. Okay, but they want Republicans to take their eye off the ball and go, oh, look at this. And they just want a different story. Okay, they don't want it to be like all on Trump, that they literally had a shoot to kill order in his house. I mean, that's worse than anything. So, like, all right, we'll take the lesser of two. Let's say vials of blood were sent to the RNC. That's salacious enough to get people's attention. And that'll get people off, like, this heinous, dictatorial, third world style thing that they were trying to literally kill Trump. Yes, Frank?
Yeah, and then you got to think about it. I mean, it's vials of blood sent. It's not like, oh, they got some white powder on an envelope. They're like, oh, my gosh, they might be trying to poison us, this and that. It's like, all right, wait, you're emptying out the entire building to deal with something. What are you hiding? What are you erasing? What are you getting rid of? That's like the immediate question. It's like, oh, it's all getting evacuated because, well, what are they, vampires? Who cares? It's vials of blood. Throw them out. Next. I mean, it's not like they're trying to kill people. It's like, why are they evacuating the whole building?
Yeah. No, listen. So I believe that, again, the Democrats are putting that out there to try to spin up a news story because they want to drown out what would be a 48-hour horrible press cycle for them with this coming out, okay? And Biden can't even defend it because he's senile and decaying in real time. The other thing I think, Frankie, that they're drowning out right now, just while I'm on the topic, and this isn't in the show, but it has me thinking about it, is, you know, Hunter Biden's gun trial is going on right now, okay? Most people don't even know. Frankie, did you know that?
No.
You know, it's literally happening right now. I saw another story as I was coming into the studio today, is it was like, you know, Hunter Biden, one of Hunter Biden's exes was testifying on the stand. I'm like, today? Really? Like, you know, in Hunter Biden's gun trial, I was just searching right now. Hunter Biden gun trial. Just to make sure I'm not going crazy. Yeah. So, you know, yeah, Bo Biden's widow, okay, AKA, you know, Hunter Biden's ex, to testify at Hunter Biden's federal gun trial. So, you know, you basically, and Hunter Biden's trying to delay it to next month. So you have all these things developing right now with that trial, the president's son literally on trial. And everyone's like, well, it has nothing to do with the president. First of all, it has everything to do with the president because they're using the gun trial as a lesser of two evils. It's kind of like a cover up, like, oh, you know, well, we're getting him. So now if we keep going after him, well, that's just overkill. No, he's guilty of so much worse, but they're going to get him on the gun thing. But you tell me this, if Donald Trump Jr. was on trial for a gun charge, you don't think it would be the wall-to-wall story? Okay, if he was on trial when President Trump was sitting in the Oval Office, you don't think it would be a wall-to-wall story? And they would be reporting on every single nuance and every single detail that President Trump is using his office of the presidency to put weight on the people prosecuting his son. You don't think they're making it up. I mean, Trump wouldn't, like, they would literally make it up. And they would create a story like they created Russia collusion, like they created the quid pro quo, like they, you know, created every single fake narrative. They would do that. But we're not hearing anything about it. And they are trying their hardest right now to deny and deflect from the reality is that Trump is surging. This is President Trump right now. Tomorrow, again, President Trump will be in the Bronx. Now, you guys know me at this point, you know, that Mike Crispy is, you know, etched in the history books of Trump rally lore, you know, which, again, I'm not trying to flex, but, like, you know, it's an honor to be forever part of history, you know, as a you know, speaker at the largest Trump rally in the history of the world. But now Trump is going to go 2 for 2, and he's going to speak in the Bronx tomorrow night. And I wish I could be there. Unfortunately, I'm going to be in D.C. Again, working for the cause. I got some things up my sleeve. You better believe it. And it's for on behalf of Trump. Better believe it. I'm working on some stuff. But President Trump right now is showing that he's fearless. He's going into the Bronx. He's going into the places where Republicans don't traditionally dare to campaign because they wouldn't draw a crowd at all. President Trump will draw thousands. There's already hundreds of people lining up, if not thousands by this point. There were hundreds last week lining up. Now it's thousands. And Biden could never do that. And they keep convincing you to believe that crowd size doesn't matter. Now, during the COVID days, they lied and they told you that crowd size was small for Biden because all of Biden's voters were conscious on COVID. Remember when they said that? Well, they're COVID conscious. And now my question is, what are they? Now it's gone from they're COVID conscious to, well, people don't just show up like rabid, crazy fans, but they're still going to support him and they're still going to vote for him. And, you know, it means nothing. The crowd size means nothing. Literally, again, that is just as believable as the narrative of, well, Trump is a threat to the democracy. Don't believe what you literally see with your own eyes of them raiding his house and the shooting to kill order. He's really the threat to the democracy. Just like the same thing that when thousands of people spontaneously show up for somebody, that might indicate an overall, you know, underpinning of sentiment of support. Don't you think? No, not Joe Biden. Joe Biden could literally have nobody show up or care. And they'll say he still has historic support. Because what are you talking about? Crowd size doesn't matter. Listen, you tell me, if he was the most popular man in the history of presidential politics, which is what they claim he is, which is a total lie, you don't think he'd be able to draw a crowd at his own event that he prepared for months? This was Joe Biden. Again, everyone would be like, well, this is way before the event started. No, this is proof. Local New Hampshire media, Joe Biden having an event in New Hampshire, a state, again, which has always gone Democrat. This is less than half an hour. Again, Trump rally, 30 minutes before Trump took the stage, there was 100,000 people in the crowd. Joe Biden rally in New Hampshire. This is the setting. Roll, Frankie.
This is 30 minutes before the president of the United States is supposed to be in this room. Feel the excitement?
There you go. Nobody cares. They're not trying to appeal to the voters. They want as few people to see it as possible. Mike Crispy for Congress campaign events had more people than that. Okay. So it's true. So it goes to show you that this party, when they don't have the monopolization of force or the monopolization of fake news propaganda in the media, that they are a house of cards that falls down, a paper tiger, a absolute popsicle stick melting in the New York summer heat. They are a joke. This is the Democrat Party when you peel back one layer. They care about demented things like climate change and stopping President Trump from the threat to the democracy. They have the weakest, most feckless people. Just listen to Jane Fonda. Okay, again, these are the mentally ill people who enable the Democrat Party. Again, what's the number one threat right now? How are we going to handle it? This is a party that is very unserious. No real people show up for this anymore. Frankie Rollins.
So I have a question also for you. I think that we have to remove the social license of the fossil fuel industry the way we did for tobacco. I mean, you know, you wouldn't brag about dating a guy who ran tobacco companies, would you? And, you know, and the same is true for don't sleep with anybody that's involved. I'm trying to launch a pussy boycott.
That's a new angle. Well, yeah. And we knew that. We know women have done that in the past during the abolition movement, right? That
well, was, the Greeks.
Amazing. Oh. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Thanks, Jane.
I'm just going to verbatim quote here. A pussy boycott. Yeah, Jane, I don't think that you're going to be very effective in moving the needle with your boycott.
Why do they think that actors and actresses help their movement ever? I mean, they're literally put there to read scripts, and whenever they go out of that, I mean, clearly the money's good because she's garbage actress, but I mean, it never helps their cause. It always just makes them look horrible. I mean, whatever.
It is the disgusting depravity. I mean, look at these women on the stage. Frank, you think this is going to move the needle? I mean, look at these two. I mean, are you kidding me? And you think that the men who would be like, yes, you know what, baby? I'm going to participate in your... I agree. Because you are boycotting my ability to get some, that means that I am going to take to the streets myself and help engage in the cause here. So I could get some... I mean, what kind of loser men? Well, I'm going to take action now. I'm denied that. Full screen it, Frankie. Put on the full screen. Show the people.
Right, exactly.
Just show the people for a minute. I mean, just
I
show
like
them
that.
For a minute.
We'll add that to our list of asks.
There you go. Yeah. Okay, I'm done. We're moving on. It's disgusting. Yeah, there's your boycott. There's your freedom fighters right there. Now, again, there always seems to be a look. There always seems to be a demeanor. There always seems to be an attitude. This is how these people are. When they're not weaponizing the government and force and the media, when you peel back the onion to them in their purest, unfiltered essence, they are weak and they are stupid. Okay? You guys know who Norm Eisen is? He's always on CNN. And he is a prominent Democrat lawyer, okay, who has been the architect of a lot of this lawfare against President Trump, including Michael Cohen. Okay, and just look at the man. You can just look and listen to him, and you can see tough guy on TV. Okay, acts all tough, conspiring against Trump. You could tell. When I always give you the caricature of these people as these like hollow, soulless, faithless, weak, angry at the world people, that when you peel back the onion and look at them unfiltered, that's exactly what they are. This absolute amazing patriot. I got to give him credit. He goes by Crowdsource the Truth. Okay, on YouTube. And on X, okay, he deserves the credit. He confronted Norm Eisen. And again, these are the people who were orchestrating and were the architects of the Michael Cohen case and beyond. Frankie Robles.
Norm, exactly the guy I wanted to speak to.
I'm sorry, I'm on a call.
Well, it doesn't matter because you're a fucking liar who set this all up and Costello just exploded your bullshit. You're going to jail, bro.
Excuse me.
What's the matter?
Officer, this gentleman is harassing me.
I'm not harassing him. I'm asking him questions. This is a guy who's lied to set up this whole trial. Norm, I'm not harassing you. I'm asking about how you've lied to set up this whole trial, how you've obviously coerced Michael Cohen to pay Stormy Daniels out of his own money. That's exactly what Costello testified to, and that you're lying about, Norm. Why are you lying, Norm? You are destroying this country. You know that? You're going to go to jail, Norm. Jail, Norm. They like guys like you in jail. You know what happens to you in jail, Norm?
Love it. Let's go. I hope Norm gets his face fucking broken in jail. I'm sorry. These people are destroying the... Sorry, he had me riled up. I don't want to use the F-bomb. I'm sorry. These people are destroying our country. And they have been sicked, okay, on good people, allies of President Trump, Trump himself, and they will do whatever is necessary because they are on the take. They got the money funneling in through the dark groups, and they're just little puppets on the string carrying out the orders. They probably weren't born with the hatred of their country, but they were raised weak. They're weak people, and they were paid off and corrupted very easily. Norm, okay, Eisen, involved in it. Exposed. And when he says ripping the country apart, they are ripping the country apart, because they are trying to push this country to the brink with every single case. And the question now is what will happen, especially with this New York case, where it's just absolutely gone crazy. Now, I've continued to say that I believe that, you know, Trump will be vindicated in this case. He has to be vindicated in this case. But you know what? I'm not too sure about it just because of how stacked this is and how broken this whole thing is. Judge Marchand had his breakdown, his mentally ill breakdown on the stand yesterday. He's been completely biased in this case. His daughter makes millions of dollars. They act like it's totally impartial. Whenever the allegation of it being, you know, partial, they say, well, he only donated $35 to a Democrat cause in 2020 and apologized for it. Yeah, but his daughter made millions of dollars. Are you kidding me? It's a joke. You think if Frankie made millions of dollars from the Trump campaign, that Frankie's mom, okay, would, you know, probably be a little more apt to vote for Donald Trump? I mean, and support his call. I mean, come on. It's like, it's obvious. Now, Jonathan Turley giving us a grim update on this. Again, it is grim because it is very possible that this has all been contaminated, that there's so much malfeasance going on. I think that Trump will win on appeal at least. But Jonathan Turley brings up a very good point. This is so broken, okay, that They might really rule against Trump here, and it wouldn't surprise me because it would hold to the trend. It would hold to the trend line that, hey, you know, we just need press cycles to go in our favor. We just need press cycles to go in our favor. We don't necessarily need what's right and what's wrong. So, yeah, Trump will win on appeal, but the press cycle of a guilty verdict, okay, is what they need in criminal court for Biden to say, I can't debate anymore, and I can't glorify this man with a response. He's the first convicted president. You see how they turn it into the third world? That's why, again, people like Norm need to be in jail. And the gloves got to be off at this point. I mean, they have proven they will sink the country. They will literally get the shoot the kill order. But the funny thing is when Trump gets back in and Trump goes after people like this Norm character, they're going to say, threat to the democracy, he's political persecution. Meanwhile, all the mugshots out there, they'll act like that never happened. Listen to Jonathan Turley. Frankie Roll.
Defense is going to want to be heard at length. I believe that there are layers of reversible error in this case. And what is often the case is you see judges committing errors like this, and then they try to sort of do a Charlie Brown with the football motion, and at the last minute put in an instruction to clean it up. I don't think they can clean it up here. So what Marchand is suggesting is I'll instruct the jury on all of the references to campaign violations. I think that's coming really too late. This jury has been told over and over again, from opening argument to Pecker, to Michael Cohen, to the prosecutors, the judge has allowed them to say there were election violations. I'm quite convinced that jury believes that there were election violations, even though none have occurred in this case with regard to Trump.
Wow. Just to quote you.
And we know that obviously the expert from the FEC, the Federal Election Commission, was not allowed to testify in a very complex law. And we talked about on this show, the timeline of the payments, how that basically totally debunks the case because, you know, if you were doing it to cover something up with reporting, okay, and it was like, you know, done to conceal, all you'd have to do is look at the reporting deadlines and go, well, this will be after the election. Again, that hasn't been put into the courtroom. It's disgusting. But guys, listen, this is where we're at right now, and I get fired up, and I'm sorry about it, but they are pushing this country to the brink. They're doing it very much intentionally. We're going to keep fighting. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with so much more and taking your questions. Do not go anywhere.
I love a little fire. You got some people spitting out their coffee. Boom!
I'm sorry, everybody. Listen, guys, I want to tell you guys about an amazing sponsor right now that we have in this program. An amazing sponsor, and you might know them, you might love them, okay? And they are our amazing friends. They're back at collect45.com, okay? Collect45.com. Oh, 25, Frankie. 25.
25.
25. Frankie, 25.
Guys.
25. Does that say 20? I'm squinting.
It does.
So, yes, 25. A little update there. Guys, we have a brand new promotion right now at collect45.com. They are back and better than ever with a brand new all-time high, 25% off your order. Okay, this is exclusive and this will not last. They are back, okay, because silver right now, the value of silver is skyrocketing in real time. Frankie, you put it on screen right now. So when it comes to owning, okay, these coins that are, again, real gold, real silver, real copper, okay, these coins, the value of silver right now is shooting through the roof. So I always talked about how these coins were made out of, you know, gold and silver and copper, real gold, real silver, real copper, and they also commemorate the historic achievements of President Trump. But guys, right now the value of silver, again, the value of these coins, are shooting up through the roof. And because of that, the savings are going to be passed along to you. So own these things right now. Own a piece of history. Own a asset that, okay, right now, if you look at the screen right now, is accruing in value. And listen, this code, okay, code CRISPY, is an exclusive chance at 25% off in-stock products. Okay, now there are newer pre-order items, that's excluded from it, but anything that's in stock right now, any of the things that are on the site, okay, you can get it with this amazing saving. Use code CRISPY at checkout, and if you're having any issues, you can email them and get in touch with them, but it is a brand new promotion with the value of silver right now shooting through the roof. It's historic right now how it is shooting through the roof. We haven't had something like this.
It's like once every 30 years.
In years, right, Frankie?
Yeah.
You know, this is where we are, and this is where things could be keep going. Now, listen, things could you know, go down or go up or what have you. There are no guarantees. But right now, silver is shooting up at levels in which we have not seen in years, okay? So right now is a great opportunity. These are limited edition coins, and you can use code CRISPY for a brand new 25% off your order, okay? So obviously, you know, it's a chance to, you know, buy, you know, a piece of it. You could own the physical assets right here. And if you get in touch with them right now, okay, and sitting here in 2024, we are at a 10-year high, and it only looks like it is going to go up. So the value of these coins, again, obviously they had these coins in stock when the value was lower. The value has gone up, so the savings are going to be passed along to you. So I always see Amanda Collins and other people DMing me the coins. Guys, great promo right now. 25%, an all-time high on the promo. Own the silver, physical silver today. Go to collect45.com. Use promo code CRISPY. We love these guys, okay? I love this guy who owns this company. He's a great friend, and they're back advertising with us. So, guys, if you support anybody today, go support our friends on over at Collect45. Use that promo code CRISPY for 25% off your order. And because it's so new and so historic of what's going on, the deal will not last. So shop today, okay? It's a flash sale we got going on. So go to click45.com. Let's go, okay?
Let's.
We love it. Thank you, everybody in the chat who are saying they're supporting them right now. So go there right now. Cash in, baby. Let's go. And now a word from our next sponsor, and they are our friends on over at Sweetamine. Guys, go to mysweetamine.com right now, mysweetamine.com/Mike. Listen, guys, my question to you is, do you have any inflammation in your body, muscles, joint pains, aches, what have you? And the answer is because you're probably not getting enough glycine in your diet. Now, it's all about what you're eating and not eating. A lot of times the diets today, 70% of the diet is like processed garbage. These things don't have the natural nutrients that are used to regulate inflammation in your body, particularly glycine. Guys, Sweetamine is a dual function. It is a healthy sweetener for your coffee, for your tea, for your lemonade, whatever, anywhere where you use a sweetener. And it has 8 grams of glycine in it, okay? Glycine naturally combats the effects of inflammation and joint pains, and it's also a cause for a lot of underlying health problems. So guys, go to mysweetamine.com right now, mysweetamine.com/Mike. $19.95 for the container. You'll get $5 off with your promo code. Let's go, Frankie.
Let's go, Mike. Ready to rock? Let's rock.
Without further ado, let's get back into it.
I love it. We are on in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike CRISPY here. What a wild day of breaking news. And you know what we wanted to do in this segment here, in a couple of minutes that we have, is, again, and I read the comments all the time, we want to do a audience commenter segment here for the audience. So guys, make sure you're sharing, obviously, and supporting the show. But listen, A1 Southern Bell says, great show. You and Frankie get better and better every single episode. We love that, and we thank you. Oh, but right now is a chance to drop questions into the chat. It's a question. It's an opportunity to drop questions into the chat. And people are saying they are pushing the price of silver today by the dip. Listen, guys, a great opportunity right now to own it. So make sure you go over there and use that collect45.com, as you can see. So, guys, let's see what else we got. We have Kit Kat Mar talking about Sweetamine work. And listen, I love the support of the sponsors. Let's get some questions flowing here. I should have announced we were doing that before. We have our friend Deanna saying that she was going to go to the Bronx rally, but not able to. Listen, guys, if you want tickets to the Bronx rally, okay, she will get you some tickets. Let's see what somebody is saying. Can somebody running for office use their campaign donations to fund inner city projects? I don't know what that means. But basically, if you're running for office, you can only use your campaign expenses for your campaign.
I'll say one thing. They will through a super PAC. But no, they're not giving any money. They're just telling people to send the money so they don't get called out for it. I mean, it's such a joke, the process, right?
So somebody, yes, it's a total joke. Somebody asked a very important question. Mike, who do you support for the Senate seat in New Jersey? Well, let's see. We always ride with President Donald J. Trump. So I support Christine Serrano Glaster. Okay. As a matter of fact, next week, if you are tuning into the show and you live anywhere in the tri-state area, next week, next Wednesday night in Toms River at Rives in Toms River, New Jersey, look it up. At 6 o'clock next Wednesday night, we are going to be having an epic rally with me, Christine Serrano Glaster, Trump endorsed U.S. Senate candidate, and special guests coming out. So you are not going to want to miss that. Again, we always have people from the LFA family, from Frank Speech, Lindell TV, who tune into the show, who show up at these things. So guys, big rally. We know President Trump is keeping tags on Christine Serrano Glaster's campaign. We're going to be having a great rally for her with, again, some special guests to be showing up. We're working on some names. So guys, next week, we're going to have maybe 1,000 people there. It's going to be big. So make sure you show up there. Toms River getting out the vote for President Trump's endorsed Senate candidate in New Jersey. We always support President Trump. Next question, okay? Let's go. It's not even close. We're supporting President Trump's agenda 110%. That's the way it's got to be. Anybody who tells you otherwise is being dubious. We support President Trump's nomination.
I see Veronica asking if it's true, Klaus Schwab, she wrote. I love that. He is stepping down. I think he realized that you know, he wasn't the best marketer of non-evil, you know, vibes. So he got a little smart, maybe. It's not going to change, though. That's for
sure. I think they needed to have a, you know, PR facelift, so to speak. So Klaus Schwab literally was like, you know, the face of global evil. I mean, he just his whole persona was just so buying into it so much. It's like Klaus Schwab embodied evil, okay? So I think they're going to have somebody just as bad, if not worse. Klaus Schwab will still be running the show behind the scenes, and they're going to put up a figurehead there. So I'm not, like, celebrating it at all. It's ridiculous. And without further ado, Frankie, I think we should roll back into it.
Roll back. We're in a segment. You want to go out of it?
Oh, whoops. I'm programmed. Okay, I'm like a robot. All right, guys. Wow. All right. We're going to roll back into our... we're going to roll back into it in a minute. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Sorry.
I love it. I love it.
You know, you do 410 shows, and, you know, sometimes you get confused when you're in the live chats. Listen, guys, we'll tell you about our last sponsor of the broadcast. Holy crap. Sorry about that, guys. And our last sponsor is Done With Debt. Listen, guys, you didn't create the debt traps. You didn't set this up. You didn't make it happen. You didn't make the credit card companies jack up the interest rates. Nothing is your fault. It's called the debt traps, okay? And, guys, the debt traps will get anybody if you're not prepared. If you want to fight back against it, stop what you're doing right now and go to donewithdebt.com and get in touch with them. Because a lot of these strategies to relieve your debt is time sensitive. Okay, you need to contact them right now. I'm talking like today. Guys, go to donewithdebt.com and they will give you a free consultation, walk you through your problems. You explain to them what's going on and they will deliver you solutions. Okay, that can stand between you and these bill collectors and get you back onto financial solvency. Okay, guys, go to donewithdebt.com. That is donewithdebt.com right now. Get in touch with them. And you will be on your way to a nice, cleaner, better financial bill of health. Donewithdebt.com. Let's go. All right, Frankie, let's get back in.
I love it. And I see T. Mitchell saying, y'all are real. I love that. We are real. We're real on this show.
We are real.
Tune in every day.
We're real.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here. You want to talk about the fake news being fake? And you know, it's amazing because this story even got me for a minute. And this was in Newsweek, Adam Kinzinger was talking about it, and it was really all over the fake news. They were announcing that Tucker, okay, the great Tucker Carlson, was moving his show to Russian state TV. That's what they announced. That the Tucker show, that he had signed a deal with Russian state media to basically broadcast his show there. This was an absolute lie. As a matter of fact, what happened was Russia, essentially, because Tucker had become popular after interviewing Vladimir Putin, and again, there's no crime in interviewing a foreign leader. I mean, it's something that every journalist has done in the history of time until like now when they want to crack down. But they basically were ripping Tucker's content, dubbing it into Russian, and airing it on Russian TV. So the fake news, including Newsweek, you know, joke of a publication that was once, you know, viable, now they're a joke, said that Tucker had signed a deal with Russian television. Guys, do not believe these fake, disgusting, heinous lies. Tucker's doing an amazing job as a free speech advocate on X. He's getting the word out to more people than he ever did on Fox News. He's a hero. And you see the way they lie about him with impunity. They lie about something so easily debunkable to get a headline. Imagine what else they will lie about. It is disgusting. But Tucker is most certainly not on Russian state media. It is an absolute joke. All right, guys, that's about all the time that we have on the show today. You guys know what we do in this program. We keep America first. We keep it bold. We always keep it unafraid. And you better believe we are just getting started. We thank you all for tuning in. We'll see you back live tomorrow.